are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio. This is Brain Garden, a monthly collaboration between ASYAP and my organization, Kangels Connection. The mission of Brain Garden is to start conversations on topics that our youth are experiencing. Conversations create a dialogue for healing and offer resources for other community members in need. These students are opening their hearts and stories to help facilitate conversations in our community. I'm your host, Janelle Hildebrand, and I'm the founder of Kangels Connection, Inc., also referred to as the Kangel Connection Foundation. I started Kangels Connection in 2019 after my son Kane passed away from an accidental drug overdose on June 20th of 2018 at 24 years old. Kangels Connection mission is to be the hub of connecting resources to the people in need. I felt alone as a parent of a struggling young man, and I didn't have the resources for myself or for Kane. My website is caingelconnection.org. And I have a list of resources that is continuously growing. I became connected with ASYAP through KDNK. And if you're a teen listening and would like to share your story and offer some resources, please contact Janelle Hildebrand at janextremeski@gmail.com. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes to listen to one of our upcoming conversations. Hello and welcome to Brain Garden. I'm your host, Janelle, and I have a special guest. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Dylan Mangurian.
We are here today to talk about kind of a sensitive subject, addiction. But Dylan, what I want to do is start with getting the listeners to get to know you as a person.
Okay.
Where did you grow up? What are your hobbies? Do you have pets? You know, just kind of give us a little insight on you.
Sure. Yeah, I was born and raised in Glenwood Springs. Went to school at Yampa Mountain High School, graduated in 2012. Some of my hobbies are woodworking. I love to build furniture. That's what I did for work for most of my adult life, but I've also done a lot of kitchen work. Yeah, I have a dog, and I love to make music as well. And obviously, snowboarding, mountain biking, rafting, you know, all the fun stuff that this valley has to offer, I definitely take advantage of. And yeah, been super fortunate growing up here. It's a great place to grow up.
It is. And you have siblings, don't you?
Yeah, I've got two sisters and three stepsisters, and they all have husbands. So I've got five brother-in-laws now, and they all have at least one kid. So I'm an uncle to a lot of nieces and nephews.
That's so cool. And I've known you since you were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Oh, yeah. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, we have. So if you're tuning in, Dylan was my son Kane's best friend growing up and lived around the corner. So
that's right.
A lot of stories and fun times, a lot of really crazy times. But we have a long history. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah, we've been on a lot of trips together. I've obviously spent the night at your house more times than I can count. You know, you're definitely like a second mom.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Bill, same with Bill, second dad. You know, it's just family. Just close.
Exactly. That's how we feel, too, is a lot of adventures together, hiking Mount Sopris, mountain biking, rafting.
For sure.
And the stories are awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's all been really great.
Super thankful for you. So today we come, you know, as you all know, if you followed Brain Garden, Kangel's Connection was started in honor of my son, Kane, who has passed in 2018. To an overdose. And today we're going to talk about addiction. And Dylan, what I want you to do is kind of tell me a little insight on addiction and how it has impacted you personally.
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak from my own experience, obviously. I struggled with addiction pretty early on. I mean, you start experimenting with drugs when you're, a young kid. I mean, I don't know how everyone's experience is, but in this valley, it seems to start pretty young. And then, yeah, just kind of gradually gets to a point. I mean, if you consider yourself a recreational drug user, you know, maybe at concerts or whatever, you'll experiment with some different drugs. But then at some point, if you notice it's taking a hold of your life and it's no longer fun and it's starting, you're starting to lose things due to your addiction or alcoholism. Yeah, that's when you want to recognize it, I suppose. I suppose it's different for everyone, but for me, yeah, I just started getting in trouble with the law. You know, that's a pretty good indicator that you have a problem or something needs to change. If you are always getting in trouble, if you're losing jobs, you know, these are some of the signs that it's pretty relationships, easy.
I'm sure.
Yeah, relationships too, especially with family. If you're distancing yourself from family, you know, these are some telltale signs for sure.
So like if you're a young person listening or a parent listening, some signs might be like just changes in behavior, I suppose.
Yeah, behavioral change and yeah, just distancing, isolation. When you're going through an active addiction, you know, there's a lot of shame around it. So you just distance yourself and you keep it a secret as best you can. Yeah, but a good thing to look for is just a switch in behavior or just getting into a trouble and losing jobs and hurting relationships. Yeah, because it's pretty unsustainable when you're in a really bad active addiction. But
yeah,
it's different for everyone.
I think it is different. It's very individual. And I think as a parent, I think a lot of us, I'm not alone in the parent pod, but we are in denial. and I think that's just an honest thing I can say now. But I literally, I mean, there's a lot of naive, if you're not a user and you don't have an addiction, it's hard to understand it and comprehend it as a mom. But like there's things that I'm like, oh, I just want to be respectful. I don't want to pry. I don't want to snoop in the room. Mm-hmm. But there's times where I think that should be done.
No, absolutely.
So there's just no right or wrong. But I think if you're a young person, do you think it would have impacted your life if somebody would have said, hey, like I noticed something, like if your mom or your sister said, Dylan, I'm really concerned about you. Do you think that would have made a difference?
Well, they did. And yes,
it didn't really make a difference.
No, it does. It puts the bug in your ear. You know, you're already conscious of it. You're already thinking about, you know, if you have a real problem, you already know, you know, you don't need anyone to tell you, but you're not going to get help unless you want it, is the sad reality of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just lost an aunt to an overdose as well. And she was a opiate addict for 35 years in and out of prison. And yeah, she's tried to get help plenty of times, but I think that was always kind of under pressure from her family, from my dad and my other aunt, her sister, and they would pressure her into rehabs. And it won't stick and you won't keep going back and doing the work that it takes. It's a lot of work. If you have an addiction or alcoholism or really anything, it's a lot of work to stay sober and change your habits. So you have to really want it for yourself, unfortunately. So no amount of like parents or family.
No fear or pressure or threats are going to change that.
No, I don't think you can threaten someone into sobriety.
No, as much as we all want to.
Right. That's like your initial instinct is to try and force someone to get help, or at least like even if you're offering the help, they probably aren't going to take it unless they're ready and they want to change for themselves.
Right. From a friend aspect, because mm-hmm. you've lived with that with friends, being yourself or watching your friends
mm-hmm.
Go through whatever they're going through, including Kane, is how do you start a conversation as a friend? Because it's uncomfortable. It's a very uncomfortable conversation.
I don't think it's that uncomfortable if it's a really close friend, you know, they know you're coming from a place of concern, but even still, you can tell them, I mean, like I would tell Kane, like, hey man, I went to this rehab and it saved my life. It was the best decision I ever made. And it's the same story. Your friends can't get you to want it.
Right.
And it's sometimes easier to talk to your friends than your parents, you know,
yeah.
And you can admit to certain things and be more honest with your friends. But again, there's nothing I could say to get him to change or
right.
anyone, you know, you just have to want it for yourself.
You have to want
it. Do the work yourself.
But I think the message is clear. Don't be afraid to say something because
yeah,
you're planting
absolutely.
Seeds.
No. And like when friends of mine would come to me with concern, it definitely helps, you know, at least, you know, someone cares. Cause yeah. for a lot, like, and some with me, you know, I knew my family knew, but they didn't want to say anything because they didn't want to, like, I don't know, scare me or make me feel attacked and then isolate more, I think is what they were afraid to do. But in the back of my head, that also kind of came as like, maybe they don't really care, which I know is not true. But so it's definitely better to say something if you're noticing a family member or a friend, because it shows that people do care about you, and it's important to know that you have a good support system and that people care about you and they're going to be there for you and they want you to get better. And it's not just like they want to get you in trouble or be mad
right.
at you.
Right. And you won't be in trouble.
Yeah, no.
So if you're just tuning in, this is Dylan Mangurian. I am Janelle, your host from the Brain Garden, and we're talking about addiction and not being scared or fearful to just say something. Reach out to your friend or your loved one or your family member, whoever that may be or what that looks like. Don't be afraid. It may not fix it right that moment. And nothing is a quick fix.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
It's a long road to recovery. And it's just constant. You're always in recovery. You're never cured
right.
of addiction. So, but yeah, if you need to say something to a family member, you know, it's definitely important not to come at them as like an attack, but, also, yeah, just don't be afraid to say something. It's definitely very important to make it, you know, just let them know that you care and that you,
yeah,
that
and
you're there for them.
It's better to say something even if it seems imperfect than not say anything, because like you said, the shame that you feel as an addict or because of maybe even the addiction creating lies or things that are painful
mm-hmm.
that accompany an addiction, there's already all that layered. Just, I think it's just okay to say, like, I'm really concerned or I'm worried. What can I do?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, again, it just feels good to know, you know, when you're in that situation and you are feeling all that shame and you want to keep, you know, you're lying and secrecy and, yeah, just to kind of clear that air, have somebody say something, gives you kind of permission to just talk about it and,
yeah.
Think about it, come to the conclusion yourself. But yeah, definitely say something. If you see something, say something. Voice your concerns
exactly.
for your friends and your family. Absolutely.
I think it's worth it. I also would love to talk about slightly the experience of, because you've gone to inpatient rehab,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to kind of hear, just to summarize, that it's not the scary, because it's really scary. A lot of people don't get an insight of what that looks like. So I really wanted to hope, I was hoping you could paint a little visual of
okay.
the positives of that.
Yeah, well, it was all positive for me. I mean, I know the stigma is like, you don't want to have that like on your life resume. Like, oh yeah, I went to rehab. That's a lot. That's even more shameful for a lot of people, I think. But mm-hmm. it really is the greatest thing if you're struggling and suffering and you can't stop. That's a really good way to get a good head start on sobriety. If you can afford it, if you have insurance and you can go to an inpatient rehab, it was all positive for me. It was great. I got really lucky and I went to, it's called the Foundry in Steamboat Springs, and it's a very nice inpatient rehab. And I did 30 days there and then 30 days in a sober living. And the whole experience for me was nothing but positive. I mean, I really have nothing but good things to say about treatment like that. But again, it's just you have to do the work and you have to want it. If you don't want to be there, it won't work.
Right. So the message is when you're ready, it's there and dive in. And there's
great.
All kinds of things and resources
yeah,
available
it's,
to you.
It's the best. When you need it and you take advantage of it, it's great.
Tell me one thing that you specifically that you took away that may not even be directly related to an addiction, just one thing.
I mean, it's all related to addiction. That's why you're there.
Well, I mean, like, is there something like the way you viewed yourself, like a self-confidence or self-love, or is it maybe a perception you had about yourself that wasn't true, or like, is there something you learned that you took from that?
Yeah, it definitely lets you know that like it's a widespread problem. Addiction, because you can kind of feel alone in it or feel like you're worse than anyone else, but there's, you know, millions of people suffering from addiction and they're everywhere, and it definitely makes you feel like not alone when you going there. When I did, I definitely came out of it thinking, yes, like, okay, this is a problem a lot of people have. You don't have to feel like embarrassed by your addiction or like, yeah, ashamed of it. You kind of just are proud to let people know, yeah, I had a problem. Still, like, always will be an addict. Yeah, it makes you feel less alone. That's a good.
That is a positive because yeah, you're absolutely not alone. And it is a disease. Mm-hmm. And we don't talk about addiction as disease, but it is.
Yeah, it's a progressive disease. You know, the more you abuse something, the worse it gets. And then, you know, it creates pathways in your brain that are really hard to overcome, hard to break. I mean, that's what's so hard about addiction is it's even when you want to stop, it can be really, really hard. It can be impossible unless you have help.
That was the message. You can't do it alone.
Yep.
And you're not alone, and there's no shame in it. And you are valuable and have meaning and purpose. So
yeah, and it, you know, everyone is more than thrilled when they notice someone they care about asking for help and doing the work, taking the action to get better. It's always a positive response. You know, everyone in my life was like so proud and so happy for me to do that. Obviously, they would rather that than just continue to see you spiral and suffer and be in pain.
Exactly.
So if you're, you know, if you're struggling, if there's somebody out there that's actually struggling and you're afraid to take that first step and ask for help, it's not a negative. It's only positive. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. If you want to get sober, you want to be better, you want to change your life, then it's okay to ask for help. It's crucial and it's awesome. It's the best thing you can do.
And I'm proud of you. And that was a beautiful message.
It's the truth.
So Dylan, I asked you to bring a song today that either moves you, inspires you, or helps you through hard times. Do you want to kind of let us know what song you chose and then why you chose it?
Sure. So the song is called Grape Soda by Healy. And I remember I found this song when I was in the sober living house. And it's a really cool song, a really great listen, uplifting vibes for sure. And it also, the artist also talks about sobriety, and he's writing from, you know, an addict's perspective. So it was really good to listen to during early sobriety. And it's a great song.
I think it'll be a great song. So listeners, stay tuned. Listen to Grape Soda by Healy. And even if you don't have experience with it, just listen to maybe learn something or understand. Where am I gonna go when my life don't come up? When my life get home, what kind of is slow? How you know where you going? Where you from? Sweat bullets don't shoot up and get locked up like a look from Medusa. Rings in the wild stuff in the dirt I've been moving. Don't misconstrue it. Your paper color Mace Windu. You're my grape soda. Cut good drug induced, but it's better sober. Lay off my shoulder. Lay off my shoulder. Walk about it. Talk about it. You the top spot, make the block out when you drop by my house. Take it slow. Girl, take it slower. Your double helix made me double take. Let me double take. Let me see you pun it. Let me see you pun it. Find your lane, girl. Both 300. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Where am I gonna go when my life don't come on? When my life been home, okay, it's slow. Where do my spoons go? Where does the moon go? Another world, but I'm in touch. Face avalanche, just wouldn't budge. And I'm who I want. I echolocate. All of my fates, the old and the new. I look for mistakes. I look for you. We can take the blankets out your statements, make a fort with them. Young like Angus with the solo, short shorts with them. Ain't into drugs. Man, it's just in the love. And the self-confidence, better than the makeup. Think outside the box, yeah, you better shape up. Try to see you when I wake up. Try to see you when
gonna see you when I wake up.
And welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is The Brain Garden. I am your host, Janelle, and Dylan Mangarian is our special guest today. Yes. Dylan, let's kind of recap.
Okay.
On we covered addiction, which is, it's a very important conversation to have.
Absolutely.
So let's kind of recap. There's no shame.
Right. Yeah. If you, I mean, just from my personal experience, getting to the point of asking for help, I mean, you usually do have to hit rock bottom, or what in that, that's different for everyone. You know, everyone has a different rock bottom. But if you feel like you're there and you're ready to change for yourself for the better, it's okay to ask for help. Everyone that loves you and cares about you is going to be thrilled to see you taking that step in the right direction. No one's going to be mad at you. No one's going to, you know, make you feel less than or attacked. Truly, anyone who loves you and cares about you will only be happy for you. So if you are ready to take that step and you need help because you can't do it alone, there's no shame around it. It should be celebrated to ask for help.
I agree. And I think what we didn't cover as well is it's okay that if you relapse or if it isn't successful, that's what I was looking for the first time. It's very rare that anyone one time goes to rehab and it's successful. Right. I think there's a lot of ups and downs, isn't there?
Yeah, the one chip wonders, they call them, where you go to AA once, pick up a sober chip and you're sober the rest of your life. That's pretty rare. It does happen, but most of the time it's a lot of work and there's a lot of relapse involved. And as long as you just keep coming back, keep doing the work, recovery can happen and you can stay in recovery.
And I think falling a few times, in a sense, may drive you for that success, because you go right back to those old feelings that you want, you don't like. They can't be a good, positive place. You get in that good, positive place when you find sobriety. Mm-hmm. When you feel it and experience it, you kind of then get to know it, right? You become friends with it.
Yeah, and you'll notice, I noticed in my life, it didn't take very long of being sober before things really start to get a lot better. You know, maybe you get a much better job, you start putting your life back together and things start getting a lot better quickly. For me, it did. You know, the longer I stayed sober, the better things got. And that's just, it's an encouraging, you know, it just makes you want to keep going. And it's really good stuff, you know.
And the momentum of the people supporting you and cheering you on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That love you probably helps too.
Yeah, I mean, you never get, oh my God, you look great. You know, so much in your life is when you get sober. Everyone is like, wow, you know. So it's a lot of encouragement. It's good.
Good. Well, if you're listening, do not feel shame. And there is no judgment. And here's my famous quote that I read. And I can't even tell you who I read it from, but it stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And it says, what other people think of me is not my business.
Yep.
And so if you just focus, I always say go inside and focus. It's really about what you think of yourself. It's your relationship with yourself. And what other people think is generally fear-based and lack of understanding and knowledge.
Right. And yeah, I like a quote. It's, you know, you're not trying to be better than your fellow man. You're just trying to be better than your previous self. Like, if you can get a little bit better each day, that's a win, and you should be happy with that. Don't compare yourself to others. Just focus on your growth and your journey. That's really the best way to go about it.
So thank you, Dylan. I cannot thank you enough for opening up.
Absolutely. This thank you for having me.
It's a touchy subject, and it's very personal. So yeah. I respect that, and I want to thank you so much for spending time
with me. Absolutely. I'm happy to do it. I love to get the word out. It's important. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And there's a lot of resources out there. So if you are looking, there are many, many. You can always go to the Kangels Connection Inc. website. Has plenty of resources as well. So don't be shy. And Dylan, any last quote or message to send off for those listening?
Just ask for help. If you're struggling and you need the help, do not be afraid to ask. It's the best decision I ever made. It saved my life 100%. It was just the absolute best thing I ever did. So if you're in that place, you're struggling, you need help, don't be afraid and don't put it off any longer. Just start the journey. It's worth it. You're worth it.
You are worth it. I love that. Thank you. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Mm-hmm.